Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. Is your life so chaotic right now that you can't even begin to get organized? If that's your situation, you'll appreciate this episode. I will be sharing six steps you can take today to break through the chaos and get organized. But first, I want to thank the sponsor for today's podcast, Apologia. Apologia isn't just a leader in science education for homeschoolers. Apologia is also a leader in Christian education. I will have the privilege of interviewing David Webb, co-author of Apologia's What We Believe series, on Tuesday, June 20th at 4 Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain, 1 Pacific on my Facebook page. You can find the page at facebook.com/psychowith6. If you don't use Facebook, you will have the opportunity to watch all the replays on my YouTube channel at melaniewilson.tv. Now for the teaching tip of the week. Familiarize your child with other worldviews. When I began homeschooling, I thought I had to protect my children from other worldviews and wanted to so immerse them in the Christian worldview that their faithful walk with God would be assured. What I learned is that the best preparation for a strong faith includes exposure to worldviews which are much different than our own. It's critical to introduce them to non-Christian worldviews before they leave home. I have been homeschooling for a long time, and I have used a number of excellent resources to teach my children the faith. But Apologia's worldview curriculum is one of the best because of how it introduces other worldviews. In Volume 2, you'll read the stories of how children in other cultures live. You then have the opportunity to compare and contrast your way of life with that child's. I have even learned a lot about what life is like in other cultures. Be sure to join me on Facebook Live for a discount code for your purchase of What We Believe curriculum at apologia.com. Now for this week's topic, how to get organized when things are in chaos. Step number one is to stop and pray. Too often, when our lives are chaotic, we are in the midst of spiritual warfare and we don't even know it. If it seems like everything is going wrong, we ought to consider the possibility that we are engaged in battle with the enemy. The day the podcast episode on marriage was published, my husband and I had a big disagreement. Okay, it was a fight that made no sense to me. A friend of mine pointed out that this was likely spiritual warfare. Of course it was. My husband and I were trying to strengthen marriages, something the enemy opposes. When we are doing God's work, and homeschooling is God's work, we may find ourselves oppressed and challenged at every turn. The most powerful thing to do when we are in the midst of spiritual warfare is not to pick up another organizing book or to find another cleaning list on Pinterest. Instead, it is to stop what we are doing and pray for God's strength, for His protection, and for His wisdom. This is step number one. Step number two is to determine what you absolutely, positively have to do today and do it. When we are in chaos, we imagine that we have 100 things that have to be done today, and of course there isn't enough time to do them. The truth is, we have very few things that absolutely have to be done today. First, let's define what absolutely has to be done today means. It means that you would be willing to stay up very late to finish this task. You couldn't stand to go to bed without it being finished. I have created a list to help you find these tasks. Request it by texting me at 44222 the phrase must do list. There are no spaces. This will only be available via text for a limited time. You can also find it in the show notes for this episode. You can use this form or a notebook to record your tasks. In order to find those things that are critical for today, we need to first check our calendar. What do you have coming up later today or tomorrow that requires any work on your part? Write it down. Next, go through your inbox or wherever you keep physical mail. Make a list of any of the items you find that require action. Next, look in your purse. Look for anything that requires your action and add it to your list. Next, look at your phone text messages and listen to any unanswered phone messages. Write down any tasks that have to be done. You're going to want to check your email inbox for things that absolutely positively have to be done today. Make a list of these. Don't get caught up in trying to read all of your email. Just do a quick check. Finally, check social media. Did someone message you, tag you, or invite you to an event that requires your action today? Make a list of these things. On the form I've created for you, you can add these tasks to a list based on where you found them. Then you'll want to write only those tasks that have to be done today on the Tuesday list or whatever today is for you. If you used notepaper to make your larger list, star the items that must be done today and then rewrite them on a separate list. This should be a short list. Remember that it should not include like-to-get-done tasks, but have-to-get-done tasks. Now that you have your list, get to work on them. Do them in any order you please. Do the easiest first or the worst first. You can even roll a die to choose the task to do first. Whatever you do, get them completed as quickly as you can. You will feel so much better when they're done. After you have prayed and have tackled your critical tasks for today, you can breathe a sigh of relief. However, if you really want to break through the chaos to get organized, it's important that you also have a plan for dinner. Even if your plan is to order pizza or to go out to eat, your plan will give you tremendous peace of mind. There will be no last-minute scramble to determine what you're going to eat with your family. If you'll be eating at home, make sure any necessary preparations like thawing are done. That was step number 3. Step number 4 is to do the dishes and clear the table. I once visited elderly people's homes as part of a research study I was doing. The telltale sign of an older person who was living in chaos was dirty dishes stacked in the sink and on the counters. Dirty dishes are a distraction and a discouragement to us. Getting them clean, whether that's loading them into the dishwasher or washing them by hand, will go a long way to helping you feel organized. Doing the dishes does not have to be something you do alone. Get your family involved to help you get them done. In order to have that peace of mind that comes from being organized, you also need to clear your primary table. If there are dirty dishes on the table, you will want to wash those. But if you have leftover school books or experiments or newspapers or just clutter on the table, you need to remove it. Don't even worry about getting everything put away. Just get the stuff off your table. Your table is like your brain. The more clutter there is on the table, the more chaotic you are going to feel. This is also critical for your family's peace of mind. Now you can enjoy dinner at the table if you're cooking or having takeout. Step number 5 is to set a timer for 15 minutes to clean or declutter an additional area of your home that is robbing you of peace. You definitely want to get your family involved in this one. Don't spend a lot of time deciding which area to focus on. If the kitchen counters need attention and that's where you're looking right now, choose to start there. If the family room or bedroom or school room are robbing you of peace, go to work there. If an area of your home is cluttered, declutter it before focusing on deep cleaning chores. Always work on visible clutter before tackling hidden clutter. Get clothing off the bed and floors before decluttering drawers or a closet, for example. To begin getting organized when things are in chaos, you don't want to make difficult decisions about what to keep and what to give away. If something is obviously trash, throw it away. You may want to have a trash bag with you as you work. If something doesn't belong in that room of your home, put it in a box or laundry basket to be moved later. Do not waste time walking from room to room to put things away. Stay in the room you're working on the entire time, and that includes your children. If you find something to give away and you are emotionally prepared to give things away, you can also use a box or bag for giveaway items. But this is a very quick organizing sprint. Don't concern yourself with where you're going to put things, where you're going to donate them, and certainly not with selling things. Stay focused. I recommend listening to upbeat music while you work. Step number 6 is to set a timer for 15 minutes of self-care. One reason our lives get to feeling out of control is because we try to mix self-care time with work and family time. This doesn't work. This is a common form of multitasking, which leads to discouragement. If we are on Facebook while our kids are asking us to help them with their math, we won't feel like we've had a break, and our child will be frustrated by not having our full attention. We need set boundaries for our time. If you haven't heard the podcast on self-care I did with Andy and Kendra Fletcher of Homeschooling in Real Life, you will want to listen to that episode. I will link to it in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/chaos. We need time for ourselves to be refreshed. It's the most loving thing we can do for our families. Some of the things that I do during my self-care times are reading the Bible, journaling, reading other books, exercising, spending time on hobbies like scrapbooking, or socializing through a variety of online sites and apps. Of course, it's very important to set a timer for our personal time, just as it's important to set it for work times. Personal time without boundaries creates guilt, which works against the refreshment we are trying to achieve. Teach your children to take personal time at the same time you do. You can encourage your child to nap, play with Legos, listen to an audiobook, play an educational game, or watch a favorite television show while you are having your time. If your child trusts you to abide by the time boundaries, you are more likely to get his cooperation. When your self-care time is up, you can choose to do another 15-minute organizing sprint or work on tasks that don't absolutely have to be done today. Follow your 15-minute work period with another 15 minutes of self-care. That may sound crazy to you. The Pomodoro technique that many of us are familiar with recommends working for 25 minutes and then taking a 5-minute break. The reason I am being so liberal on the self-care time is because if your life is in chaos, you need extra rest. You're likely overwhelmed and burned out. Short work periods followed by liberal periods of rest are healing. Once you've regained your equilibrium, the work-to-rest ratio can be increased. When things calm down, I highly recommend my book, The Organized Homeschool Life. You'll get 15-minute missions to complete 4 days a week that are designed just for homeschoolers. Find it at organizedhs.com. These 6 tips are survival strategies for today. The Bible tells us not to worry about tomorrow, but to focus on today. If you simply repeated these 6 steps tomorrow, you would be well on your way to getting organized, regardless of how chaotic things feel right now. Today's action steps are to join me at facebook.com/psychowith6 for my interview with David Webb of Apologia. Familiarize your child with other worldviews. If you don't have resources to make this easy for you, consider Apologia's worldview curriculum available at apologia.com. If things are in chaos, stop and pray. Text 44222 the phrase must do list for a limited time to receive your free printable. You can get it at any time in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/chaos. Make a list of things that you absolutely have to do today. Plan dinner, do dishes and clear the table, set a timer for 15 minutes of decluttering, and set a timer for 15 minutes of self-care. If you complete these steps, I believe you can get organized no matter how chaotic things may feel. Thanks again to Apologia for sponsoring this week's episode. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.